Colorado held off a late charge to defeat Oregon 63-62 in the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 tournament. Oregon forward E.J. Singler says it was a shocking loss.
Yeah, we're stunned. I mean, obviously we had high hopes of, you know, going further into the tournament. But Colorado played really good tonight, and, we didn't play our best basketball either.
Tony Woods scored 14 points, and DeVoe Joseph added 12 with 8 boards for the Ducks. They'll need an at-large bid to join the NCAA tournament field. My bet is they end up in the NIT. Meantime, OSU survived missed free throws, blown leads, and a dash to the finish to outlast Washington 86-84. The Beavers led 46-33 at halftime, but coughed up that lead and trailed by as much as 8 before Jared Cunningham hit a go-ahead layup with 31.8 seconds left. Devin Collier led OSU with 19, and Cunningham added 18. The number 9 Beavs play number 4 Arizona in today's semifinals. Troy will be insufferable. Mountain View lost their quarterfinal game against Milwaukee yesterday, 69-63. Senior point guard James Reed led the Cougars with 27 points. They play Churchill this morning in the consolation round. Meantime, Sisters beat North Valley 47-46 to advance to today's 4A semifinals against Phoenix. Portland Trailblazer guard Elliot Williams dislocated his left shooting shoulder during yesterday's team practice. He'll miss both today's game at Boston and tomorrow's at Washington. The rookie has been a part of Coach Nate McMillan's guard rotation since the middle of February. Catch that Blazer game right here on News Talk 1110 KBNE 4:30 tip-off. Again, that is Portland at Boston. Former New Orleans Saints defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove is distancing himself from the team's bounty scandal. He released a statement saying his highly scrutinized late hit on Minnesota quarterback Brett Favre in the 2009 NFC Championship game was a mistake, not motivated by a bounty reward. And Peyton Manning's future could be decided by next week. Sources say he wants to make a decision where he'll play in 2012 within the next week. 12 teams have reportedly reached out to the Manning camp since he was released by Indianapolis. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.